Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Metro Detroiters weighing in on the first day of the impeachment hearings in Washington with WWJ's Ron Dewey.
Here at the Senate Coney Island in Livonia, the viewpoints have as much variety as the menu.
It's a total waste of money because we have a re-election coming in a year.
What do you think?
I really think that he should have been impeached a long time ago. I really don't like him.
What's your take?
The legislature has many other things that they must address before this. Unfortunately, most people do not understand what impeachment means.
Asked what he hopes to learn from these hearings, one man told me the truth and added he has faith he will learn what that is. In Livonia, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
Breaking news now on WWJ.
New this evening, it might be a green holiday for those in the Michigan marijuana business. WWJ News Radio 950's Rob St. Mary tells us with the latest.
That's right, Brooke. The discussion was by the time the licensing was ready, retail cannabis would probably start selling after the first of the year. A new rule change by the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Marijuana Regulatory Agency today will allow that to happen sooner.
Effective December 1st, if you have a license on the medical side and an equivalent license on the adult use side, you would be able to transfer a certain amount of marijuana product from the medical side to the adult use side.
That state spokesman David Harms, he says that change allows the medical marijuana businesses that also hold the retail license to move half their stock over and start selling it December 1st. Right now, 46 medical businesses are already pre-qualified for a retail cannabis license, and the state expects those licenses to be finalized by Thanksgiving. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
And a warning from one state lawmaker, communities that opt out of legal marijuana shops will help foster a growth in the black market. More details from WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick.
The state shortly is expected to legalize its first pot selling center, and that's good news, according to State Senator Jeff Irwin, but he says it's bad news that 1,300 communities have decided not to join in. He says in the long run, it's a bad idea because the black market will thrive in those communities under a non-state regulated approach.
For those communities that have said no and not ever, I agree, they're creating more of a problem in their communities. The goal is to get these transactions and these sales and this growing out of the neighborhoods and into a regulated and reasonable space. And the communities that continue to say no are basically pushing this activity into the neighborhoods. I think that's a mistake.
Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
AAA's Roadside Assistance Department seen more than double the amount of calls compared to the same day last year. Instead of 900 calls for help, AAA has seen over 2,000 due to the cold weather. Adrian Woodland with AAA says there are a few things all motorists can do on the road in this type of weather.
Reduce your speed, keep calm, make sure to check the traffic and weather conditions through your local media outlets before heading out. Always travel with a cell phone and a car charger. Always have a full tank of gas. And always have plenty of windshield solvent.
At the same time, Woodland says if you feel like you're in an unsafe situation, do not be afraid to call AAA as well as 911. Tragedy in Oakland County. A Lake Orion school student who had the day off because of heavy snow died in a snowmobile crash. The Oakland County Sheriff's Department says the 13-year-old was a passenger on a snowmobile that crashed into another snowmobile near Whipple Lake and Easton Road yesterday afternoon. The 13-year-old girl was thrown from the snowmobile and later died at St. Joseph Mercy Oakland Hospital. The teen driving the snowmobile was also injured. He is in stable condition. And the boy's father, who was driving the other snowmobile involved, was not hurt. Investigators say all of the snowmobilers were wearing helmets. New acting UAW President Rory Gamble is moving quickly in the wake of the union's corruption scandal. We get the latest from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Saying he wants the union to be more transparent, accountable, and responsible, Gamble instituting more controls on union money and stricter internal punishments for wrongdoing. The union also selling the cabinet built for former President Dennis Williams. That cabin, says Berkeley labor expert Harley Shakin, had become an important symbol of wrongdoing.
The fact that it was so deluxe in contrast to the previous cabins, which were just that, cabins, is not where the union wanted to go.
The UAW also instituting an ethics hotline and hiring somebody independent to review those complaints. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
On Wall Street, markets closing higher tonight, the Dow gaining 92 points. And despite that, WWJ business editor Murray Feldman says auto stocks were beat up today as concerns for the industry continue to mount.
The president says he'll make a decision soon on European auto tariffs. Reports are there's a new snag in China trade talks, and then you have NAFTA. The replacement's still not done. It's too much to handle. Shares of Ford down 23 cents, 2.5% to $8.81 a share. General Motors down $1.40 to $37.19. That's almost 4%. Fiat Chrysler fell 1%, 16 cents a share to $15.90.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.